Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek.
When the risen Christ and Peter have a conversation in John chapter 21, it's as if the Savior is reaching back into the past and retrieving those things that could alienate the disciple Peter. He starts with a grand sweep at Peter's identity, the whole of their time together and Peter's discipleship, by repeating the words that Jesus spoke to Peter when they first met. You are Simon, son of John. It's the first thing that Jesus said to Peter. He then asks, do you love me more than these? That this is a reference back to chapter 13 of John's gospel, where Jesus and Peter have a conversation at what you and I refer to as the Last Supper. And Peter boasts to Jesus, I love you more than these other disciples. I will lay down my life for you. I love the thought that God has a good sense of humor. And that God would ask Peter with a clever smile, do you love me more than these? Not that anyone cares other than you, Peter. Jesus then asks the question, do you love me, two more times? So it's a total of three times. Because during the disastrous circumstances of the trial and crucifixion of Jesus, Peter denied knowing Jesus and being a disciple three times. Those three questions, do you love me more than these? Do you love me? Do you love me? Jesus follows with an invitation, a reminder to Peter of his acceptance. You belong with me, Jesus tells Peter. These aren't difficult questions that Jesus asks Peter. Peter doesn't have to puzzle over them or make a commitment to do better or be better. I want to invite you right now to think of someone that you love. Think of someone that you love without question. Call that person to mind. Someone that you would say to me, Dinah, you know that I love them. It's a no-brainer. When you think of this person, do you have to try really hard to love them? Is there a lot of effort on your part that goes into loving them? Is it an achievement, your love for them? No, that's not the way love works. Love isn't an achievement. Love is a receiving of a gift of relationship, of time, of wisdom, of laughter. Jesus isn't pushing Peter to try harder or to do better. He's not saying, oh, Peter, you say you love me? Well, prove it. Feed those nasty old sheep. That's not what Jesus is saying. This is an invitation to truly live. Jesus says to Peter, I know that you love me. I know that. And now you can follow me all the way. It's your heart's desire.